Bonjour, yeah. Oui, where is the genie?
Cleveland's voice is like iconic.
I don't know why, Dan, but I imagine you yelling at whoever hired you and be like, the lighting is bad, it's messing up my aperture, I can't get the right depth, I can't get the depth of field.
Thank you, an intellectual, thank you.
A big-brained guest, yes.
It was the perfect ending.
Dan's first question, are asses still really popular, or did that switch?
Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, welcome back to the 100% Random Podcast, episode 23. You know what number, you know what the favorite number is?
23. Yes, sir.
What's going on? My name is Deion Davis. And again, you ain't gonna say your damn name.
I am who I am.
Just say your name.
Nah.
We all know your name.
That might be true.
But you choose not to?
I am who I am, man.
You choose not to?
Wagwan, Bajwan.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't know.
We missing somebody. Where's Vince? Hold on.
Vince is like a unicorn.
Yo, where's Vince?
Vince might be Beyonce of the group.
What?
I remember like a while ago I called you Beyonce.
Yeah.
Years ago you did like an episode by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I called you Beyonce. But Vince might be Beyonce. He might.
Look, that last episode.
I want to be Kelly. I'm Kelly. Oh.
you better change your words though.
Why?
Remember the last podcast?
What did I say the last podcast?
About R. Kelly?
Oh shit.
Yo, you didn't realize that.
I'm clearly talking about the group.
Man, whatever, man. Anywho, today we got a guest of all guests. I did a podcast with him back in like 2013 when I was actually doing YouTube. What the fuck? The hell was that? You seen that?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
I saw a ghost. No. But
that's the ghost I was eating out a couple episodes ago.
That never came out.
Oh shit.
We don't know what we're talking about.
That's the episode that
that got deleted.
Right.
Yeah. But today we got a guest.
The myth, the legend.
How about you introduce yourself, man?
Ricky Tran.
No, my name's Eric. You know, a little bit about myself. I like chicken wings.
Okay.
You know, and I'm here to party.
Here to party.
Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear.
Again, this is the 100% Random Podcast. This is unscripted. I just got a message on my fucking phone.
Whoa.
What?
It's always down with the beeps.
This is a highly unprofessional podcast. My phone is silent. You guys are talking about ghosts?
It's not unprofessional.
And your phone's going off.
It's not unprofessional. Hey, look,
man, we can't control the ghosts.
That's true.
Danny Phantom.
They are intangible spirits.
Yeah, sure.
But this is a unscripted, uncensored, unfiltered podcast. Usually, it's the DMV here to take you on a ride, but today is just the...
It's the...
The DM.
The D-E-M?
The D-E-M? Yeah, the D-E-M.
His name Eric?
Yeah, the D-E-M. Dem.
Damn, nigga.
I'm loud. I'm all fucking alone.
You spell it with an E?
I do, yeah.
You're like a weird person. I know some people that spell it with an A.
Who spells their name? Who spells Eric with an A?
I'm thinking I know Aaron's with an A, but not an Eric.
I've seen things in my lifetime.
A-R-C?
No, A.
Yeah, you don't know what I've seen.
R. I C K.
How does that even
Eric. Eric.
Oh my gosh.
I can't make this up.
Okay.
I told someone I spelled my name with a Q. It's E R I Q. And they're like, that's so cool. And I'm like, you're stupid for believing me. That's impossible. That's silly.
It do sound kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. It does. And
it sounds a little fancy, yeah. You know.
Put a little, yeah, it's put like a I'm French or something.
Erica.
Put a little accent on it.
Right.
I could be French. I don't know.
We all might be French.
Bonjour, oui, oui.
Bonjour, yeah. Oui, oui. Where is the genie? Where's the genie?
This guy.
Where's the genie?
Man, that's funny, actually.
But Eric, since I did a podcast with you back in 2013, I literally don't remember what the hell we talked about. But you are from YouTube, and I am from YouTube, and YouTube is... still to this day, a really trash place. But tell the audience, you know, it's a little bit about yourself and what you do and whatnot.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, first and foremost, my name is Eric, E-R-I-C. I make YouTube videos. I make comedy sketches, and I did a lot of parodies. I do short films and sketches mostly now.
Nice.
Occasionally, I guess it's like a reaction kind of video or like a commentary kind of video.
Right.
And I do a gaming channel, Authentic Games, as well, with two of my friends, Robbie and Sabrina.
Okay.
We're taking a little bit of a break right now, but we were doing that for a couple months. She's the only Sabrina I know, and I don't wish to know any others based on if she's the basis for them. I think I'm good with just one.
I used to think that.
Can't handle more Sabrinas in my life.
I had the same mindset, but then she just dipped. You know what? This isn't memory lane for me. But that's a lot of things you're doing, actually. That's interesting.
Thanks, man. I'm trying. Yeah, a little shameless promotion. Some more here. I just released a video on Wednesday, which is like a... I think, Dion, you called it like a cinematic sketch, yeah. Which I guess is a good way to describe it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because it's kind of written.
What's the name of the channel? I'm going to subscribe to it.
It's Authentic. Authentik.
Yeah. He spent that one more time.
Oh, sure. It's Authentik.
Gotcha.
T-I-K.
Okay, get off again for the listeners.
Yeah, hold on. I'll say it real slow. No. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of written.
Subscribe.
Sort of like a sketch style. It's about this guy who gets diagnosed with lactose intolerance, and he treats it like cancer, and then he... He kind of keeps getting diagnosed with things until he actually, spoilers, he gets diagnosed with cancer.
Oh shit.
So I guess in a skit wise it's sort of written that way, but we made it look very cool. Very
it's like cinematic. The random stuff like that makes me laugh.
Yes.
Like on the floor.
Thanks,
man. Like, I remember when it came up on my notification, I was like, let me check out this video. I didn't know nothing about it. I was like, oh, what is
you
it about?
Know what to expect?
No, I was sitting there like, all right, because the dude was like going, you got a phone call and everything. I'm right, like, right, oh, right. Cool. And then out of nowhere, he's at the doctor's, like, you're lactose intolerant. Like, it's like, you know how, like, you get right. Saying bad news and shit, you can hear the sound in the background. Like, this shit made me laugh. It's too damn early. Like,
right.
And then after they got hit back to back, and then after that, you know, things happened with his girl. I'm like, yo, what
oh,
the
shit.
Fuck?
In the same video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this guy kind of just keeps getting punched down throughout the video.
Yeah.
Sound like an anime.
Exactly.
Dude, there's some big anime betrayals in this one, let me just say.
Oh, man.
There's some
and
big...
In a short amount of time, there's a lot of shit going on.
Really?
A lot.
How long is the video?
It's like maybe like 5 minutes or so, right?
That's no, it's like 8 minutes.
Wait, 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm definitely watching when I get home.
It's a lot.
Right.
A lot. But that's the type of shit I want to
do. I'm sure
do.
I'm a lab. Based off of like how y'all describe it, yeah, I'm going to probably be on the floor. So it's...
Same thing at the sketch I did, which you're not going to talk about because I crossed it out. I crossed it out. I put sketch
like
ideas. Yeah.
Ooh,
it'll be hilarious.
I'll
talk about it a little bit.
No, well.
I'd love to hear about it.
I'll say this much. What am I trying to say? So, like, it's incredibly funny.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my opinion, it is. But. In today's climate, people are very sensitive.
Now, did you tell
so Janae? Even if it's funny, it might.
Did you tell Janae?
I forgot. When I leave, I'll.
I didn't even tell Dawn about it. I think right. I did. Well, I think she would have been like, "Oh, that's funny."
Yeah, hey, but Dawn don't care about that kind of stuff.
She does sometimes.
I'm like in the aspect of like, I'm like she might like laugh at it. You
right.
Know what I mean? So, like, yeah, so that's why I kind of, like, had, like, a change in heart. So it's like, you know.
It was a funny idea. But
yeah,
basically what it was. Because it changed up over time.
Yeah,
yeah. What's the premise of it?
All right. So because the last podcast, we did it live. And Vince, he was like tired. So I made a joke about it because he had a little, because we had like the we had a mask. And it was like a cloth one, so he put it on his eyes, and it looked like he looked like he had that the mask on that R. Kelly was wearing, you know, years ago. I called him, "Oh, this boy looked like R. Kelly because he had a goatee and everything." I'm like, "All
right,
cool,
right, cool."
And then we just started laughing about it for the past like 2 days or so until it was like, "All right, let's try to think of sketch ideas." I don't know if I brought it up or he brought it up, but it was like, "All right, there's a first it was a Halloween party, and then it was like we're just randomly like just." Wearing costumes for some fucking reason.
Right.
And then, like, you know, I wear, like, you know, my civilian outfit or whatever. And he's like Batman or whatever.
Right.
And then Vince just comes out like, "Hey, look what I got on." And it's enough that you slowly pan onto it. It's like, we all, like, do, like, a reaction. Like, "You look like fucking R. Kelly." Like, no. I'm Zorro.
Right. I'm Zorro.
Like, boy, you look like
R. Kelly. And then it completely transformed into something different.
And boy, you look like R. Kelly. And then
we can tell the transformation if you want. That's
then he becomes a superhero, right? So he will only save if an old person was in distress, he would not give a damn. But if it was a kid, no. He'd be like, "Hold up." He'd be there in a quick minute.
I love that bit where it's not.
Remember the lollipop girl? You remember the lollipop?
Nah. Because the conversation we had with Vince, he was just saying random shit. I'm like, "Hold on." Like, he gave suggestions that kind of sound a little off.
Right.
I'm like, "Come on."
About what, the Arcade thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, I love invested. When they asked him.
Wait, what were you saying again?
I was going to say, I love when they asked him, "Are you attracted to kids?" And he kind of waits a minute. And I think he looks over to his lawyer and it's like, you should have just said no. Right. That's the fastest response you should have had was just no.
Like, define teenage.
How old are we talking? Yeah,
that's right. That's what he said. Define teenage. Like, just say no, man. 13 to 18. No, 19. Duh. Isn't that the age? Like, come on, dude.
Because I think that's what he was thinking about. You mean 18 to 19-year-olds?
Yeah, but I think he knew that that's not what he was asking.
Once you become 18 or once you become 18 to 19 years, you can actually consider it to be an adult. Nobody's still going to call you a teenager. If somebody still called you a teenager, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
He just asking that question. He must
be. I mean, you're technically still a teenager because it's in the name.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. So.
Yeah.
Define teenage. Jeez.
Dude, just say
talking?
No, man.
I'm like, "Yo, this man is sick."
Yeah, but Dave Chappelle, that Dave Chappelle thing he did, a little parody, that was hilarious. Because people was making all them damn jokes about, "Oh, he peeing on a girl" and everything. Like, come on. Jeez.
Right.
But, you know, R. Kelly right now, he's in jail. He's serving his time, and hopefully he keeps serving it.
I mean, now that I think about it, R. Kelly jokes don't really get that many people in, like, an uproar.
Because
now that I think about it.
Because if you think about it, like,
we might be able to get the skit off.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, it might not work for myself and Vince because I'm the one writing it and directing it.
I don't want no. I mean, I created the skit. I don't want no credits.
But you're gonna have to.
Nah.
When I edit, I'm gonna make sure Markel Scott right there in the beginning.
Nah, man.
Yes.
You can take all the credit for this one.
A Markel Scott production.
You can nope.
A film connected by Markel. To RSO.
Hell no. Y'all can take the credit for this one.
Nah, bro.
I'm just standing in the background. I'm like a ghostwriter. I don't want no credits.
All right.
At least for this one. Ain't finna get me canceled out here.
So speaking about cancellations, you know.
Speaking of cancellations.
You know, the beginning of the year, you know, obviously COVID and everything is going on.
Of course.
Then, plus on top of that, we had a whole racial thing going on with, you know, what's his name? Oh, I don't want George Floyd, you know, passing away and everything. Yeah. And then it was this big giant uproar of like, you know, equality and then actors being like, "Hey, there's white people playing black characters." So recently, it was put out there on the internets, the YouTubes and the tweets
right.
Of Azers, which I can't remember. I don't know his full name.
I feel like it's not that big of a deal if you're playing like an animated character.
Right, but
yeah, it's like it's only your voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah, but some people were like, well, it doesn't make sense for like this guy playing a black character on a show. Which I get it. I mean, dude was a great actor playing Cleveland.
He doesn't even sound like a...
Doesn't at all.
You don't like notice. The character of Cleveland doesn't sound quote unquote like African American anyway.
Right.
So it's yeah. Like I just don't think it's that deep.
I think
maybe I'm just tripping, but.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, because I know Jenny Slate was the first one that I heard about, and her character is half Jewish in the show, mm-hmm. and she's right. Jewish. So I kind of thought, like, well, I mean, you know, that's like, she's like halfway there, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I feel like, you know, if people were going up in blackface, then that's a totally different thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like with voices and stuff, as long as you're not doing a, I don't know, racist voice for
like
it.
Interpretation.
You know,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's not usually a... I don't know. I don't
guess
think
your
it's
voice
that big
is like a... It's like... Cleveland's voice is like iconic. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds even the smallest like amount of like off, I'm going to be annoyed.
No, but the thing is, Azra does a really good Cleveland voice, which is weird.
If I feel like it's even the smallest amount of
have you ever heard his voice?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Hold on. Actually, and we're back from a quick break because we wanted to listen to the Cleveland thing for a second. Yeah, but what you drinking? What you got to drink anyway? Some of that Hennessy?
Dirty Sprite.
Ah. I see.
Yeah, not just regular Sprite. I'm just
bullshit. Some of that Reg Sprite.
Damn.
No, but
just some regular spicy Sprite.
Some of that spreecy spreece. Yeah, but Azers, you know, like the whole thing with I know I've been talking about this a lot with the whole like past few episodes, the whole Black Lives Matter and everything that was happening early in the year. I mean, at this point, it died out, which I'm not saying like, hey, I'm great that it died out, but it was like there were riots happening like every other day, and it kind of changed a lot of the area, especially in New York, especially in Philly, you know, the areas that I actually know about. But
right.
It was just too much going on. Then they started saying, hey, we're gonna take Uncle Ben off of the Uncle Ben rice. Like, how do you take Uncle Ben off of Uncle Ben's rice?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, how do you take Aunt Jemima off of Aunt Jemima syrup? Like,
right.
What? It's backwards.
Do you guys think maybe now it's going too far in the opposite direction with voice actors getting switched out and mascots and things like that getting changed?
I think that people are very hurt and sensitive right now, and that's causing them to just attack like every single thing, even though mm-hmm. it's not that serious. At least in my opinion, but that's how I feel about it.
There's been conversations for years on let's say for like the Red Sox. I know they what team that just changed their name?
The Redskins.
Yeah, they changed their name and everything, and the logo and everything. It was because of, you know, something that everybody was hating. Like, why is this team called the Redskins? And same thing with the Aunt Jemima syrup. The same thing with Uncle Ben's. And pretty much all the brands that were started, you know, years and years ago that was exactly the same today, because they all started because of racial things anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it was just it got to that point where like everybody was getting tired of it, and it seemed like that's how it's been since 2019 and 2020.
Right.
Everyone's getting tired. Where everyone's getting tired of the same old, and I do think if there was change in moderation, but it seems though because since everybody has so much time on their hands because of COVID, people just had to find a way to get angry at something and stop it. Like they had to find a way. Mm. I mean,
right.
did they changing the Redskins, was that a good idea? Possibly. Changing Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima to something different, was that a good, is that a good change? I don't know. I mean, I don't eat pancakes that often. I don't eat rice like a lot like that. I don't eat rice like that. So I don't really care about the brand, about the branding. It's rice and syrup. Why should I care? It's rice and syrup. Now, if it was Uncle Ben mixed with Aunt Jemima, that would be a whole completely different situation.
Right.
I'll eat it. That sounds a little fat. Whoa. I think I'll eat it.
Oh, I just Googled it. Now it's just going to be called Ben's. Ben's rice.
Ben's.
Ben's.
Yeah, that almost sounds, you know, that almost sounds.
They could have just did Uncle Ben from Spider-Man. It would have been,
That's funny. That's funny.
It's like, what's the actor's name who played him in the Tobey Maguire ones? They just take one of those memes where it's just his face on it. It's mm-hmm. like, we did it.
Like, there you go.
We solved racism. And you're like, what? What? No, you didn't.
That is great.
That's going to be the next scientific thing. They're going to be in a lab. Like, how do we fix racism?
Amen.
Someone, you know, they ask the marketing people at Uncle Ben's, like, you realize you changed a black guy with a white guy. It's like, yeah, we did it. It's like, no, that's bad. And you're like, oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, like.
You made it worse. It's like, shit.
Who's going to be the mascot? Do you know?
No, I think this is going to be just nothing.
Only the name?
Yeah, just Ben.
So why not just keep, like, Uncle Ben, but just take off the picture?
I think they're doing that because, you know, like, Uncle Tom, that's the reason why I started up, because it was a guy named Uncle Ben who was Uncle Tom, and that's why.
Is nothing sacred anymore? Our syrups, our rice, the things that give us pleasure and happiness.
Is that like how the rice started out? Oh, I didn't know that.
Same thing with Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima.
So how'd that start?
Aunt Jemima, I think Aunt Jemima was started because there was a, you know, a lady called Aunt Jemima who was a maid for, you know, the white man, I guess, and then he made a brand about it. That's how it is with most brands. Like,
right.
When I used to work at Cracker Barrel, I thought Cracker Barrel.
That name sounds nuts to me. It does.
I always thought it sounded nuts.
How they got some good fried chicken?
Oh, it was good.
How they got some black people in the back making that chicken?
No, they don't. I worked there before, man.
If they making that chicken, I'm gonna go there after chicken. I leave here. I gotta give them their props. Have you tried their fried chicken?
Yeah, I worked there. I used to work there before.
Oh, you was dead ass?
Yeah.
When did you work at Cracker Barrel?
2016, before the Vanity Grand.
wait, really?
Yeah. I
saw you knew me then.
Yeah. What?
So how did
I'm lost.
Did I know?
Yes.
I mean,
I wasn't really talking because, you know, that whole entire thing was going on in 2016.
Was you, like, ashamed? Or like...
No, I remember the stuff that happened in 2016 and everything nobody was talking to me because of Ferreira and everybody else.
I was talking to you. But
I mean, not like every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't talk to anybody every day, really.
Yeah, but I didn't really know anything about what was going on at that time.
I never knew you worked at Cracker Barrel. Yeah, crazy.
I was working at Cracker Barrel, and then after that, I was like... I remember, like, Will hit me up. It's like, hey, I got... Don't laugh. Do not laugh. Do not laugh. Will hit me up and was like, hey, we need a video guy. So, I mean, we got this thing at this place. I didn't know it was a strip club at the point. I thought it was just a club.
The past history, why did you jump on this opportunity? I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
Because it wasn't that bad at that point. Because at that time... Myself, we all only met up with Will. I don't know how many times you and Vince met up with Will, but I met up with him, technically two. Yeah, I met up with him twice.
Right.
From like 2014 and 2015, and then 2016 came around. Hey, Dion, I know. Hey, how's it going? Like, I hear you got a camera, and like, yeah, I do.
Hey, we
got this event going on.
You have one too on your phone, nigga.
We got this event going on.
Most people do now.
Yeah. We got this event going on. Like, hey, we need somebody to record. I'm like, hey, cool. Great. I get there. I'm like, oh, I did not know this was a strip club as well.
Right.
Oh, geez. And I looked around like, oh, there's a lot of people that I know here and I haven't seen since high school.
Like, he never told you, like, it was a strip club.
No.
That's like key information that you might want to tell somebody.
Yeah,
I agree. Were you filming the stripping as the event? Or
No.
It was just
yeah, I was in there making pornos. And shit. Just...
No, but what was happening?
Wait,
there
baby, go down the pole, and I'm gonna rack focus. It's gonna look really good.
Hordean was in there producing them trippers.
No, but I was there to record. They were.
Oh,
no,
I don't shake that cheek as yet. I do the left one right now.
It's not in focus. Come on, wait.
It's not in focus.
Every time it keeps moving, it keeps getting out of focus. I keep getting out of focus.
Lighting in here, shit.
It was. It was really shit. I swear to you, it was the most shittiest fucking lighting of all time. Like, it was. The lighting was crap. It was
and
so
he really
crap.
Made me laugh. The lighting in here is shit.
I don't know why, Dan, but I imagine you yelling at whoever hired you and be like, the lighting is bad. It's messing up my aperture. I can't get the right I can't get the depth of field.
No, to be honest, I really was a little pissed off because I'm like, hold on. Number one, what the fuck am I doing here? I got this decent. I'm like, all right. I was there. When I got there, I'm like, all right, let me just chill. I'm like, oh, here's this van. Shit, what is it called? Fuck. It was a raspberry vodka or some shit like that. I'm like, oh, this is good. And I look up. I don't want to say names, but. hold on. So I was basically there to just record the events, the performances they had. So once I did that, it seemed like we kept going back every Thursday because they had this thing called It was like every single Thursday where there were unnamed artists who was going can go on stage and they can like do their thing, you know, rapping, singing or whatever, which nobody sang.
Except for the people in the actual team.
Yeah. But you know, it was actually fun going there. I mean, I met some celebrities in there. I remember the last time I went there, Young and Meg was there, and that was like the time that I brought Dawn on there, and she was like to help him out the promoting and stuff, and it was good for a while. Right. Vince can talk about it. Vince can talk about what his experience. I know we didn't go more into it in the last podcast. I might do it in the future, but it was fun at the same time. It was like a little confusing, a little weird, because when I was working at Cracker Barrel, I stopped working at Cracker Barrel to just do this. I stopped it, but at the same time, I had another job. I was working at Spirit Halloween and Kmart at the time, so I was still decent.
Right, right.
And then after that, I got a car, and I was just, you know, doing Uber, Lyft, and then my life got better until, you know, I lost my part. But that's another conversation. And that's another conversation for another day.
I'm sure it must be weird to work with a constant hard-on, so I get what you're saying.
That is funny.
But I got
Dan was getting his shit off, yo.
No, but I got in there free.
I know for Dawn,
I remember that time when Dawn, she gave me, she got me to get a lap dance from a stripper, and I didn't feel comfortable. Yeah, that was a weird cut. I didn't feel comfortable, you know, because of the stripper, but her ass was like really soft. Her ass was soft.
Right.
Yeah. But, that's that. You know, the time travel.
Like a Ziploc full of pudding. Is that what you're saying?
To be honest, it felt like Jell-O. Trying to do like a Bill Cosby joke.
Yo, shout out to Bill Cosby, guys.
Shout out to Bill Cosby. You know,
and his delicious pudding pops.
Hope he's doing well in the pen.
No, dude. People were throwing bread at him when he first got in. He's basically blind because of his milky ass eyes. People were throwing bread and stuff at him, right. And he was like, "Who's doing that? Like, Rudy, is that you?" And they're like, "Shut the fuck up."
That's funny as fuck.
Racist.
No, but
eat bread.
During the what's the thing? What's the word I'm called? So the unplanned break from the audio. You said while we were like talking, you said that you had something similar to like how what I experienced doing like a filming type thing. So,
I was a freshman in college. I think it was 2017. Somebody posted on Facebook saying that they needed a production assistant and that it would pay. And I was like, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to do it and stuff. And they just gave me an address. They told me to be there at like 8 or 9 a.m. And my teachers were very big on, you know, if you got to show up early because early is on time is late and late you're fired. And I was just like, okay, I'll get there at like, you know, a half hour before or whatever. Right. And so I get there and, you know, I'm not from, I went to school in New York and I'm not from there. So going to new places like that, I kind of got a little nervous at times because I was like, is this the right place? Did I just end up going the wrong direction or something like that? I don't know. It's just, you know, right. not used to the subways and that kind of thing. So I was like, what the hell? But anyway, I get there and I'm trying to find the building number, but there's but I couldn't find it. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll just wait. You know, this place I've never been to before. No one else is there yet. And there was a building right next door that had, you know, let's say the building number was like 900 and the one next door was, you know, 901. So I'm like, okay, so then it must be it because it's right next door. But, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. It was for a music video and it just looked like a really dingy place. Like, you know, not the wall, the windows were all sort of boarded up and blacked out. So I was like, what the hell? And I'm just waiting and waiting. I don't know anybody on this shoot that I thought. It turns out I did know someone, but he wasn't there at first.
All right.
And like four people come out close to nine. So yeah, I guess that was the call time. And it was this woman who looked like she was like 42 in a skin tight Hot Topic Adventure Time dress. Yeah, like it was a look for sure. And she comes out of this building and she's kind of adjusting to the light. And I'm like, well, this is a music video. Maybe she's like an extra or something.
Right.
Like a background dancer. I didn't really know how to strike up a conversation because if I was wrong, they'd be like, get out of here. Like, who the hell are you? So I was just kind of waiting for more people to show up. And she was kind of yelling, even though we were outside and no one else was there. But she was talking to someone. She goes, oh, my God, I've been talking to you all night, but I didn't know what you looked like until we got outside. And I was like, that's a strange. I've never said that to someone. What a peculiar sentence.
Right.
And this guy comes up and he goes, hey, are you here for the music video? And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, finally a person. But I was playing it cool. I was like, yeah, I'm Eric. And he was like, cool, man. I think it's right inside. So I was like, okay. And I follow him in, and it turns out where we were filming was a, what do you call it? Like a rave house, a rave.
Oh, okay.
So I went in and immediately just like 50 years of smoke, you know, just hit my face. And I was like, oh God. And that's why everything was all boarded up, I guess, was so light doesn't come in. And those people were not background dancers, as I'm sure you've guessed.
Right.
They were people who were raving the night before and had just left at 9 a.m.
Oh, that is funny.
And I was like, Hot Topic girl, it all makes sense.
Oh, so they've been there.
they were there. Oh, and nice. they were that's probably great. Rolling and stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they left, you know, and stuff, but they were leaving, and that's why she was like, oh my God, I didn't even know, like, you're the person I was talking to all night. It's like, wow, you must have been fucked up. Right. Crazy.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. Once I figured that out, it all clicked and 2 and 2 equaled 4 for a second. I was like, whoa, okay.
Right.
But it was a cool music video, but they all wanted it in one take. And there was like hours of setting up and practice. And I have asthma and stuff. So there was the smoke in the room at times. I had to actually leave.
Right.
And
right.
Like take a break. And especially when we were filming upwards of like, it was like an over 12-hour shoot. It was like dark by the time we started actually filming and stuff. But I asked them, I was like, hey, once we start, I have to turn on a light. But after that, can I just run outside and leave? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, cool, because I can't breathe anymore. So it was all day in there. And we were building what's it called? A manger. There was hay. It was wild.
Right.
But that's my one crazy set story, I guess.
That's very interesting. I mean,
set location. I got weird set stories, I guess. But yeah.
Sheesh.
just that 40-year-old Hot Topic Adventure Time dress really sticks out in my head. Because she wasn't... she was a little frumpy, I guess, and it was a very skin-tight dress, and you could just see the rolls, and I was like, I haven't had coffee. This is offensive.
Oh, man.
Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial with one free audiobook. So go to audibletrial.com/FOUAVO. That's FOUAVO. So you can listen to all that ish. Have fun and live life to the fullest. Okay, I'm out of here.
I'm vengeance. I've always wanted to
see. And I'm just chilling.
Where is he? I've watched too much Batman.
Where is he?
I'm vengeance.
Dude, oh my God, how sick is that trailer?
Oh, don't get me started. I'm a Batman fanatic. As Dion.
Me too, man. Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
House.
Yeah, it's Batman everywhere.
Oh, Dion will vouch for me.
Batman.
Like, I'm not no bandwagon.
It's Batman on the walls. It's Batman on the floors.
It is.
Should have been. Is it Batman?
I respect that.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes,
it is.
Oh. It is now. When was the last time you've been over?
Like about 2 weeks.
I ordered like some car mats. Like with the Batman logo.
One of those big heads you can put on the wall.
I'm going to get one of those too.
Sheesh.
Nice.
But I got a question for you, Marco.
Oh, gosh.
Wouldn't you have Batman narrate your life? That's basically the question. That next question I want to talk about.
All right. So,
which version? Though?
Are you asking Batman as the actual character, or him? No. Whoever plays him.
It's your choice.
I want Kevin Conroy to. Oh, that was a weird peak in my voice. You heard that?
Yeah.
I want Kevin Conroy to do it.
Ooh, that'd be good.
If I had to pick, huh?
For real?
Yeah. Sheesh. If I had to pick.
I know. Yeah. I already know mine from the jump. Ryan Reynolds.
That's
Deadpool himself.
Interesting.
I want Deadpool to narrate my fucking life. I'm like, thing.
But he wasn't Batman. To
play
Dion?
As
no narrate. No, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not.
Yeah.
You can't. He's basically playing himself just with a fucking costume. That's all it is. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Fair enough.
That's how it's always been. Even when Deadpool was coming around, everybody saw him in the comic books. Hold up, this sound like Ryan Reynolds.
And no one said that.
Everybody said it.
No one said
all that. All fans said that shit.
And no one said that until he played him. And then it was like, oh, this is...
I'm with you, Deanna. I've heard that from before started playing him.
Maybe I just haven't heard it then. Maybe. Oh, yeah. All right, well.
Look at the comic books. If you look...
True fans over here.
Obviously, the game... If the game's not,
it didn't age well.
It did.
I'll say that much.
But
in the moment, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
All they gotta do is switch the voice actor out.
Right.
Game is better, 100%.
That's fair.
Hey, come on, Nolan North did a good job.
Deadpool the game revamped with Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, might as well just make it over again.
Deadpool revamped. Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I said it. Cancel me, bitch.
Yeah, so.
No, what was but your I would. Question, though? No, if
oh, so that was the question.
Yeah, if you had any actor or character, who would narrate your life? Basically, like if somebody was like, all right, let's say you make a documentary,
okay,
right, and about the and you got to get to the narrative part, which is mainly the whole entire thing is a narrative anyway.
Okay,
but they're just explaining who you are, what you do.
Right.
Who do you want? I can't speak.
So keep on eating out that ghost.
I'm not eating out of...
No, but Dion's eating spaghetti, actually.
Spaghetti.
Got a big bowl of spaghetti. He's not sharing with anybody.
Ain't no spaghetti over here, trust me.
Spaghetti. I'm getting you spaghetti.
So you're basically asking if I could choose, like, anybody... Or are you specifically...
Anybody, an actor, like a comic book, you know, somebody who is basically an actor.
Right.
Or the role that they were playing.
I would definitely... What do you mean by roles?
Like Batman. You know how many people play Batman? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. And you said if it's a documentary, you said?
No, yeah. Anything. Like, they're just narrating your life. It doesn't have to be if anything.
Oh, okay.
If you're just walking and like, hey, Markel's doing this.
I'm definitely saying Kevin Conroy. Yeah. Or Mark Hamill as the Joker. I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
You can't do that.
Why not?
That'd be great.
Mark Hamill has to stay where he's at. He can't use Mark Hamill.
What do you mean he has to stay where?
Yeah, you can't use him. He's a wild card. He's the Joker.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a fucking joke. It didn't work out.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a joke.
No. How is it a joke though?
Because
if he's actually the Joker.
He's the wild card. He's the Joker. You can't use him.
He's the Joker card.
That's my time. I'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Well, I think I know who I'd want to narrate.
Who's that?
My little slice of life. Either Dennis from Always Sunny or George Clooney, because he's a smooth guy. He can make anything I'm doing cool.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at George Clooney.
You know what? Another person I'm thinking about is cool. What is his name? Oh my God, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, the goat himself.
Yes. They have Jeff Goldblum narrate my life and also Ryan Reynolds. That shit's hilarious.
You won't let him dress you?
No.
Jeff Goldblum got swag, man.
It's like, I can't even do like an impression.
And he's known as like the best dressed.
I can't even do a
Tiana will be like Goldblum. Picking out a shirt and Jeff Goldblum would be like, actually, he was going to pick that shirt, but he should pick this one. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a better shirt.
If I want to do a Jeff. Female, I'd probably... I like females with nice voices. I mean, I think anybody does. So I'd probably do Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
dude, I was going to say that.
I like her voice. I do.
Dude, I think we're on the same page with a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
With Batman?
Sounds like it. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to get your number.
All right.
Like my best friend and shit.
Hell yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Jeff
Goldblum. I'm not mad at Jeff, though.
Jeff
That's an interesting
does.
One, though.
It's the, that's That'd like the good. One. That's like the one impression. I can do certain impressions. I can't do a good impression, but I can do like the.
If answers. I had to choose a wild card, I'd do Chris Hemsworth as his Thor.
Mm.
OG Thor, though. Nah. I know. I just mean like you know sound, like.
I'm thinking more of a Steve Buscemi as a wild card because he's got an interesting voice.
Yeah, like you did mess with Markel Odin's son. Like that would be cool to me. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
What's another person I'm thinking about?
My friend can do a good Steve Buscemi. I can't. But
what is his name?
Scooby-Doo.
Rion?
Ow, that hurt. Rion's reading Rass? You know what I said?
Yeah. Damn, what is his name? All right, you know.
What's he been in?
He's been on a lot of things. He got in trouble because he did some shit to some kid. But he
Bryan Singer?
What? No.
You still named at least a lot of people, sadly.
Okay. All right. He had a Netflix show and he got canceled because he got you know what I'm talking
about? Wait, Danny from Hyde from That 70s Show?
No. Oh, he got fucked up real bad.
What you're saying sounds really familiar. I just can't remember.
Is it House of Cards? Is this House of Cards?
Oh, him. Yes. Spacey, Kevin Spacey.
Yes, Kevin Spacey. Oh. You know, it's the way how he speaks. It's like, yeah. It's the way he always spoke and shit. Or, it's just the way how
Claire.
He spoke. Cause Baby Driver, and that movie was good. He did good in that
I
movie.
I love Baby Driver.
And then after that, you know, he had to fuck up his career, you know, but nah, hey.
Ooh, Terrence Howard. Hey, niggas keep on fucking with Dion, man.
Man.
What's going on, man? Yeah, I love Jamie Foxx's
pictures
impression.
In front of Dion House, man. I keep on fucking around, man. I keep on sleeping on Elm Street, man.
What'd you say about Jamie Foxx?
Oh, he does a really great Terrence Howard impression where he's basically like, every movie is in, what's going on with you, man? It just makes me
Jamie Foxx is a good one, too. Yeah. I wouldn't even be mad at Jamie Foxx.
He'd be cool. Mad at
that. I feel like the obvious choice is Morgan Freeman.
Everybody would pick Morgan Freeman.
That's the obvious choice, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. Everybody like, oh, I want Morgan Freeman there in my vote.
That's a cheat code.
When I saw that question, I'm like,
I didn't want to pick it.
Yeah, when I saw the question, Morgan Freeman, automatically.
But obviously, that's everyone's, like, first choice. I feel like if God was to call my phone, he would sound like Morgan Freeman.
Here's a curveball.
Yeah.
I would narrate my own life, and I will slowly think that I'm going insane.
Yo, I can narrate. I've been telling myself for like the past like maybe like year, maybe 2 years, I'm like, I need to write a memoir from 2013 to like now. And I'm like,
Please do that. Bestseller for years.
It's like,
No one's going to knock you off top.
Watch, it's going to be like 2024. And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to start writing this then memoir. And then I turn it to a screenplay because I'm like, you know what?
Yo, the stuff that I know. Please put that in there.
Look.
You would have to. It's a part of your life.
The past 7 years has been the most funny.
Interesting.
The past 7 years has been the most funny thing. Yes, an adventure. Because it went like, hey, I'm fresh out of high school. I'm going to college. It's like, I'm fresh out of high school. I'm in college. And then after that, I'm like, I got good friends.
Oh.
And then after that, I'm like, good. And then out of nowhere, it's like, hey. I'm like, oh shit! That's how it felt.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Felt like somebody literally slapped me in my face, literally.
All your kerfuffles and entanglements and.
It's a fucking odyssey. It's gripping.
As soon as I got slapped in the face, that's when like, I'm done.
When you told me that, I'm like, originally I thought you was like effing around because like
I got slapped in the fucking face.
Literally too.
Then her dad came out with a bat.
I would have got that card.
What the.
You better than me.
I went into the car, my man.
That's interesting.
Jeff Goldblum. That's what Jeff Goldblum wants to do.
Very, very interesting.
Jeff Goldblum. Third film for Thor, he did good in that.
And now he did.
I need to see more of that character.
I kind of had like a slow moment. I didn't realize that was him originally.
What?
I don't know how. I just wasn't paying attention that much.
Oh.
And then I got watched it again. I was like, oh, is that Jeff Goldblum? And then I looked up the credits. I was like, oh, that's Jeff Goldblum.
You know when like you're like when you're watching something and like and you just randomly remember it? It's always that one moment like, oh, I didn't know this person was in it. I hate having that moment sometimes. Yeah, it makes me feel dumb. Yeah. Like, hold on, how come I didn't see that before?
Right.
Like if you watch
I'd be like that.
If you watch Toy Story 4 and the voice of the what is that? Kick Kaboom or some shit? I didn't know that was Keanu Reeves. Did I say his name right?
Yeah.
I felt like I said it. Yeah. I felt like that was
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Aru?
Yeah. Yeah, that was him.
I am baffled. I'm blown away.
Is that just hold on. Just saying his name made me feel like I actually said his name wrong. I'm like, Keanu, is that his real name? Said it right. It's weird because every time you think of like any actor and then like you say their name right. And then you like the second you say it, it's like, did I say that actor's or actress name wrong? Because I feel like I did. Because you don't say that often.
Right.
Like I'm not gonna say like, hey, is that Gary Coleman?
I call him John Wick. Like I'd be forgetting.
I still gotta watch.
Like that's not his real name. You know what I mean? Hey, you come over later.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. You know. Yeah. Ain't nobody there. Just me and my grandma just there. Yeah. She mostly just like stays in like her room,
right?
So it's like, you know,
she loves John Wick too, so she'll come out with you.
Like I paid for it.
Yeah, no, I was there
because of you.
I was there. So, I was there when it happened.
When you told me you ain't seen John Wick, I'm like, any of them?
I ain't seen no John Wick.
Right. I was like,
I ain't seen John Wick at all.
But you fuck with the first one, though.
Yeah.
First one's pretty. I've only seen the first one as well.
Really? Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's not like I think when they were coming out, I was like, oh, okay, like action movie, whatever.
Yeah.
I saw this first one. I was like, oh, it was pretty good. And then from what I heard, I'm sure they're all I mean, they're all kind of the same, but I was like, I don't know, like, I'll watch them when I can.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, yeah, I'm definitely not, you know, against them in any way. But I'm like, I'll watch them when I can.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be the final question of the podcast.
Okay.
I like this one. All right.
Yep. Wait, did we get through everything on the list already?
Nah, yeah. I'm going to set it
really?
Up. I'm going to set it up. All right.
Okay.
It's the year 2120.
21, so like 100 years from now?
Yeah. It's the year 2120.
That's 100 years, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You just woken up from a coma.
For 100 years?
You were frozen.
Oh.
And then you got defrosted for some reason and you woke up out of a coma. What would be the first thing you want to know? You answer that first, Eric.
Put me on the spot. All right, hold on. So I wake up from my coma.
Yes.
I stretch. I yawn. I guess the first thing... Wait, the question is, what's the first thing I'd want to know?
Yes. What would be the first thing you want to know from 2020?
The first... The first thing I would want to know is, I guess, like, what year is it? Because I'm in a coma. I don't know that. So I'm like, what year is it? They tell me. I guess I would just want to know like what happened. It's very vague, but it's like I would just want to know what happened in those 100 years and like what the state of the country and the world is at. Mm-hmm. And then I'd also want to know like how many more Toy Stories did they make, and did they finally stop at 4? Because they should have stopped at 3.
Three.
Thank you, an intellectual. Thank you.
A big-brained guest, yes.
Three was the prime.
It was the perfect ending.
Yes, it was.
It was,
they
yeah.
They fucked it up.
No, they fucked it up by making those shorts.
It was like a weird epilogue.
I didn't mind
the
shorts.
Oh, yeah, they did do those shorts.
To be honest.
I forgot about that.
I didn't mind the shorts.
They should have just stopped with the shorts.
No, I'll rephrase that. Do I think they should have, like, I don't think they should have made the shorts either, but... I didn't mind them as much as Toy Story 4.
You know how Disney is.
Yeah, they want money.
I mean, Toy Story 4 looked beautiful, though.
Even though they got all the money in the world.
Toy Story 4 was made extremely, extremely well. The technology that it was highly, definitely improved since number 3. Definitely
that was amazing.
Improved since 2 and 1. It was a good film.
But the story...
It was just like, hey, what happened to Bo Peep? What happened to Bo Peep? Sorry, spoiler alert, people who didn't see fucking Toy Story 4. But what happened
She became a renegade, a feminist icon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then the ending was like, all right.
It was beautiful.
It's Woody's time to, you know, go. It's like.
Huh?
Yeah, it was so strange.
So he went with Bo Peep?
I never seen Toy Story 4. He died?
No, he was.
No, no,
he
no.
He went with Bo Peep.
Where?
To be childless.
Lost with her, to be lost with her. Meaning, like, he's no longer Bonnie's toy because he was never his. Maybe he was never hers. So that was the main thing about the film, because Bo Peep was gone, and then he's just a toy. Just he should have went with Bo Peep, because Bo Peep actually ran away for some fucking reason.
So what about the other toys?
Oh, just,
they were barely in it.
Oh, they just chilling. Like, yeah, man, Bonnie.
What Where's Buzz?
Buzz is chilling with Bonnie.
They were trying to get Woody back, but they, like, Woody and Buzz and all the other guys, like, barely interacted. I heard an interesting theory, though. Someone,
that
yeah, right? Like, when you take Woody and Buzz out of it and you separate them, it's just the magic isn't there. But I heard this interesting theory where the movie is basically about parents where their kids go off to college or, you know, live on their own, and it's like empty nest syndrome.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, now they can, you know, basically like Woody's basically in retirement where he can just do whatever with Bonnie and I mean not Bonnie, Bo Peep. And I was like, that's interesting, but it doesn't make me like the movie anymore.
No. Toy Story 3 was like that shit made me fucking cry. I cried. I cried.
That was crazy.
I teared up.
I cried.
And not too many people.
I was sitting in the back. I was sitting up in the back. I was crying. I'm like, oh no.
Not too many movies have made me like actually cry.
Like, it made me cry twice. Because you know how, like.
I can't believe that's how they ended it, though. Where he just drives off and they're like, all right, see ya. I'm like, whoa.
The only movie that's made me cry is Lion King when Mufasa died. And then Logan.
Logan made you cry?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wolverine is my second favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
superhero.
Yeah, but Toy Story 3 made me cry. I was
really
that shit made me cry. Yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
Twice.
Yeah,
I kept saying like, hold on, wait. In Toy Story, hold on. I think I'm fucking up the timeline. In Toy Story 3, that's when they were also about to get destroyed as well.
Oh, Naruto made me cry too. Eh. Often.
They were at the daycare and stuff.
So Toy Story 2 was that they was at the daycare, or was that 3?
Oh no. Toy Story 2 was when.
Yeah, that was the one with the plane and all that other bullshit. Right. So Toy Story 3 made me cry because first I thought like, oh, they're about to get destroyed. They made that scene so realistic. I'm like, hold up, am I about to see all of them fucking burn? And then they survive. And then it.
It feels like Andy, your heart dropped.
Then Andy just gives them away. Like, what the fuck just happened? Just take Woody with you to college. I would have liked if Toy Story 4 was about him being in fucking college and then giving Woody to his son. That would have been the fucking movie.
Or Toy Story 4 could have just been a time skip.
It could have.
Andy has kids.
It could have been that way. It should have been. But no, they had to make a Bonnie.
You see how easy we just fixed the movie?
Yes.
I mean, you see how easy
that was?
Let's write that shit.
I don't know if this is part of it, but I know John Lasseter was Me Too'd and fired from Pixar. I wonder if he made an original Toy Story 4, then if it would have been different. Or maybe he still had some credits on it. I forget. I don't remember.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I only saw that movie once. What would you guys do, though?
What? In regards to
with his question about waking up in 2120.
The first thing I will want to know is like, all right, so what happened with COVID? That would be like the first thing, because I went to a coma during COVID.
That's your first question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my follow up would be, so the aliens like real or
this nigga?
What's going on with that? You know,
Dion's first question: are asses still really popular, or did that switch?
What happened to the booty?
No, I'm a titty man.
Are we now? Is a fat ass a bad thing now? Again,
Dion's a titty man.
I'm a titty man. Number one.
Hell yeah, Satan. I respect the man.
He's Satan.
I'm a titty. I'm a what?
I said you're Satan.
I'm Satan.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's not normal to like titties more than ass.
I'm Lucifer then. Titties. All right.
If you want to say they're like even on the scale, then fine.
It's the most normal thing to like them.
What's your favorite fruit?
I don't really eat fruit like that.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Either corn or string beans.
Okay. It doesn't work. All right. String beans, right? Okay. String beans are titties.
Okay.
Because they're so damn good.
All right.
You put them in, you take them out the can.
And they produce milk, I think, as well.
What, string beans?
I don't know.
No, not really. No.
So you wasn't talking about.
So you take that can. You got that good old can with the one with the flip top, not the one that you got put on the flip top. The best thing. Take it out. Put it in a nice hot pan. Already have it heated up.
Oh.
Put it in there.
I'm getting shivers.
That's titties to me.
Okay.
I wish it was a fruit. It would have been better.
So what's like ass?
Juicy.
Ass to me is like, it's like, oh. Oh, ass. It's like.
Have you
Dion,
been?
You know what an ass is like to me? It's like a beautiful campfire where you want to look at it, but you don't want to put your face right into it. Mm.
Right.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Do it sometimes.
I mean, I don't know.
Look, if she asks, then she asks. But what I'm saying is, on the daily, I'm not gonna, you know.
Well, I'll ask you this: so, is out of all your relationships, have your girlfriends had ass or like titties?
Both. Yeah.
Are we fair? No. I was only. Asking because I was going to say if the answer was titties, I was going to say maybe that's just what you're used to.
No. All right.
That's why I asked.
I'm an equal opportunity person. Okay?
Okay.
But I like titties more
Okay.
than ass.
Right.
Ass is there. I like ass.
I'm the opposite. And then again, I would assume because that's just what I've been used to.
Right.
So, that's why I asked you that question.
Yeah, but yeah, the future. 2021, 2020. Right. What about you?
Well, me, I'm a little more logical.
Yeah.
So, first thing I would say is like, where's my family at?
100 years later?
Yeah, because like, I don't even think my kids will be alive.
Hmm.
So like, all the family and friends that I knew, I wouldn't know. So the only family I would have is like, probably my grandchildren.
Huh.
And then by that time, like, they'll be even old. So it's like, yeah, it's like, I don't, it's weird.
That's interesting. I don't have kids right now, yeah. And I don't think my brother is ever going to have kids. So basically, yeah. I mean, I have cousins and stuff, but I don't know any of them super right. well. So like, all things considered in my brain, like my family lineage would be wiped out.
Yeah.
So in 100 like, years, exactly. Which isn't like, it's not true because I do have cousins and second cousins. I'm just not close with them or really know right. them very well. So in my brain, I'd have like this weird complex. I'm like, I got to start the Alton family blood again. Like,
but bring me the really pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I wake up, oh, but instead of yawning, I wake up like a scared dream. I just jolt up and I go, where's the pussy? The doctor's like, Jesus Christ.
I've been asleep this whole damn time. I've been.
Oh, that being your first words, like out of a coma. That's funny.
Hey, where's the pussy? I'm like, what the fuck?
Come closer.
No, the thing is, I'll look around. I'm like,
what do you need, boy?
No, the thing I would be confused about is like, all right, I'm in a coma. It froze me. So was I sitting here this whole time or did y'all like move me? And if y'all did y'all bother with me? Or did like well, poke in my head or something like that?
You'd wake up on the moon or Mars, I bet.
How do you want to do
that? I take that part out.
How you going? How they going? You know, why? I can't hear myself talking anymore. Hold on, I'm going to take this off. How they going to do that? How they going to do it if I'm frozen?
How they going to do what?
You know, what you said. Yeah. Fuck that question. This just sound weird.
No, you know what I would say?
It's a simple process.
How? So they want to unfreeze me?
What kind of frozen, like?
Like, I'm frozen. Like, oh, my God.
Are you, like?
Oh, shit. I'm actually dying right now.
Are you, like, Captain America frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, like an ice?
Yeah, man, ice.
Oh, that kind of frozen.
Oh.
Okay. Unless they do some weird shit.
I thought this was, like, cryo freeze or something.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Well, yeah. I don't fucking know. I just found a question on the internet.
Right.
Fair enough.
But, with that being said.
Ask one last simple one. If you could find one.
Damn, this shit long as hell. It's only a minute in. It's only an hour to a minute in.
I'd ask, I'd say, the year 3000. And they go, good reference, but no, you're a little bit off. And I'm like, oh.
And we're back. Vengeance. Ooh. All right, so this last final question, even though I said the last one was the final one. If you had $100,000, mm-hmm. what would be the first thing you spend it on? $100,000. Mm-hmm. You spend on anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Porn.
I would see what you're spending it on.
I'm spending my money on good OnlyFans. Old education. OnlyFans. No, on good old education, you know, I'm going to use that money to expand more on my business and, you know, get more equipment, hire people like I've been trying to do for the past 2 weeks and call it a day.
Right.
I would do with that money. And then, you know, I'll maybe invest up about $2,000 into like, I don't know, Apple or some shit like that.
Right.
Put some shares in Apple, you know, pull out.
That's what he said.
No, pull out. Exactly.
It's like the more you got, the less you pull out. It's like a mind thing. I know, like, nah, I could afford another one. It's like a mind thing.
Bring up Rihanna again.
What?
That's
what about Rihanna?
That's the cash grab right there.
Hell yeah. I'm never pulling out of Rihanna.
It's like, oh no, I can't move. I got Charlie horses. That's my excuse.
I'm letting it be known beforehand.
It's like, hey, yo, you know, I'm going to come inside you, right? That sounds weird.
Hope you on the pill.
That sounds fucking weird.
Hope you on the pill because I'm on one.
What?
Nah, that ain't land right. That didn't land right.
No.
That didn't land correctly.
It's like, hey, baby, are you the pill? Because I'm the cure.
I was saying, like, I hope she's on the pill, as in, like, the...
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not pulling out. And then I said that I'm also on a pill. As in like a, it was like a joke though.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but it didn't land.
No, so it did not whatsoever.
It wasn't my best work, so.
No, I was talking to my friend on the phone earlier today, and out of nowhere, I was just like, here's what I'm thinking. White chino pants, the brown loafers with the tassels that look like shoelaces, but you can't do anything with them, and right. Hawaiian shirts. Are you in or are you out? And I was just like, we were having a normal conversation. I just was practically screaming that at him. I was like, are you in or are you out? And he was kind of dodging the question. And I'm like, I'm Anakin and you're Obi-Wan. You're either with me or against me. Now, what are you going to do?
I have the high ground.
It took a little while, but he was like, I'm with you. And I'm like, great. That's all I wanted.
I've been wearing
it took you 2 minutes to say that.
I've been wearing this one Hawaiian shirt recently because this summer, when the beach was opening back up, I went to the beach and, you know, I felt comfortable wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And after that, with my apparel brand.
About that shirt you'd be wearing?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, that apparel brand I'm trying to, you know, make, I'm like, you know what? Let me just wear my fit, even though I don't know how to dress at all. Right. So it'd be like, some white sweatpants, some gray sweatpants.
Right.
Some black and white Vans, you know, not the all blacks, but the black and white ones.
Right. The checkered ones, the classic checkered.
Not the checkered ones. I wear a size 16, so I can only wear the basic colors.
Gotcha.
But it'll be that, and then it'll be the Hawaiian shirt with like a black. Or now, you know what? Now it's gonna be this Ice Cube shirt. So that will be like the fit. So people are like, let me check out this. Oh, that's a nice little design. Put that all together. I'm like, then it. I think it will look better on different people than me. Because I'm like 320 something pounds. It don't look good. It don't look good at all. Right. But somebody else can do the fit. Someone can get the fit done. I think we went on a tangent so much. I don't even think we answered the question.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, but I will spend on my production.
I know you did say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me, I'd probably... Yeah. What was the amount?
Yeah. $100,000.
$100,000? I'd pay off all my debts. Mm-hmm. I'd probably get the rest of the tattoos I plan on getting.
Right.
Then I'd still be left with almost most of it, to be honest. Hmm. I'd probably invest in the business. And then the rest I'll probably just save.
Hmm. How about you?
Dude, I didn't even think about tattoos, right? Yeah. I would also do student loans. Maybe a few tattoos that I've been thinking about. It's weird. I don't know where I really want to live, but I do kind of want a house. I'd probably get a house, like a small one, you know, nothing crazy. I'd want to use some of it to finance a film and save, maybe give my mom some of it or something. But yeah, like save quite a bit of it.
I might change my answer a little bit. I've been trying to get a house for a good minute now. I've been trying to get a house, even though my credit and my income and my debt don't work together. So
yeah,
I mean, I might eventually try to down the line get a house. I mean, this office here, I would like to expand it. Yo, Markel, you know, upstairs there was a company. It was a entertainment company as well.
Mm-hmm.
They went from upstairs in a small little suite like this, and they moved right down the street. They moved right down the office to the bigger one. Right. I looked inside there before. I'm like, hold the fuck up! They made enough money to get this. That's the goal next. So when we do eventually start making more money here, we'll get an office where we can all put all our names onto it.
Right.
Think that'll be lit?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Oh, and I'd get a dog.
Dog. You know what? I was talking to Dawn about this earlier. Yesterday morning, I was on Facebook, and I was just scrolling through it. And then it was this video with a bunch of dogs, and I'm like, I want a dog. And then after that, I told Dawn, like, hey, the reason why I want a dog is because I saw John Wick. That's like, so one of the reasons why. So I'm like, I want a dog so bad now. So I'm like, I want to have a purpose to get pissed off if like something bad.
I want to have a reason to murder people.
That's exactly.
Says Dion.
Kill my dog. Yo, you
did.
You turned on that switch that shouldn't have been switched on in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Anywho, we're about to end this podcast. I got out of the bathroom anyway. But with that being said, this has been episode 23 of the 100% Random Podcast. I hope everybody enjoy the rest of their day. If you can follow me on the internet, it's at thisdion14, thisisdion14, on all social medias, except for Twitter, because my Twitter has not came back yet. Fuck Twitter, and I hope they die.
Whoa, yeah. There, buddy.
Well, they should respond to my damn email support so I can get my account back.
Oh, you ain't get it back yet?
No.
Oh, shit.
Not at all. I already know that
it's been like a month and a half, hasn't it?
3 months. I already know you're not going to give no socials out because, you know, you don't exist.
I don't.
All right, so.
I'm not even real right now.
Are any of us, though, man?
See?
Exactly.
See? He got the right idea. See? He know.
Yeah.
I'm not even really here right now.
I am.
I'm not.
I am.
But are any of us, though? But are any of us?
Exactly.
Right. What is?
I am who I am. I
don't know. What is existence?
What is?
Like, what's a name? You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
Oh wait, what's it?
I just.
I can't think of the. There's that fuck God. It was that book about the witch trials, but it was really about the Red Scare and people randomly being like, "Oh, you're a communist," and blah blah. But they
witch trials.
Yes, thank you. And then the guy goes, but it's my name. I was like, that's metal. That's hardcore.
Yeah, but what's your links existence? And stuff that everybody can go get you at?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram, youtube.com/authentic, ALTHENTIK, and same for Instagram. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, because Twitter can go kill
yeah.
itself.
Oh, and Facebook, same thing. authentic,
kill
yeah.
itself. But with that being said, I hope everybody enjoy the rest of their week. We'll be back next week with another podcast on episode 24.
Kobe.
That will be the best. The who? 24 is going to be the
same. Yeah, this is the Jordan episode.
Yes.
I'm letting you know right now.
We didn't talk about him, though.
I niggas know who my favorite player is. I'm bringing my A game on 24.
Episode 24 is going to be the episode that will change the podcast. You thought episode 22 was?
It's my cancel episode, 24.
For real?
Yeah, I'm bringing my A game.
All right. We'll see. We'll find out next week.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to watch it.
All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of y'all day. And, you know, stay safe. It's COVID Peace. Season. And just stay beautiful.
You mean COVID year? It's like a whole year. It's not even like a season.
Hey, it is what it is. Said by Michelle Obama.
Did she really say that?
I don't think she said that.
She said it.
Really? Well,
yeah.
No, Trump did.
I think both of them did, but it was in the DNC, and she was talking about like Trump and stuff. And she's like, "Hey, it is what it is." And I'm like, "Oh, she know what the time. She know about the times, even though that saying's been around for years."
Right.
All right. I should have ended it a while ago.
Michelle Obama invented the phrase, it is what it is.
Hey, nobody else did.